This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 10-10, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. In this episode, we feature Stand Clear by Grayson and tell the story of how a young man from Australia came to Yall and recorded a hit record.
It's definitely our last song. This is a song that made the top 40 this week and went to number one on the independent charts. It's called Stand Clear. Thanks for having me, Yall. Like bend your tone, smile, and try to say. But he said, stand clear, lucky stars are operated. Stand clear, lucky stars are operated. Myself and my twin brother were playing hundreds of gigs every year around Australia, and I was also a full-time kindergarten teacher at the time. It was like beating our heads up against the wall, the scene in Australia. It's very similar to Ireland, where to get any attention, if you're in Ireland, you need to be doing something in England. It's the same in Australia. If you want to get on radio or TV, you need to be doing something elsewhere. There was a night where myself and my brother were playing a venue. All the venues are paid for by slot machines, poker machines. And there was one night we were playing at a big club and our crowd were literally hundreds of old people's backs and they were playing poker machines. And I remember just looking at my brother saying, I could get nude up here right now and swear and no one would batter. And I would. So I think in the next song I ranted a couple of F words and no one flinched, and I was like, that's it, I've got to get out of here. So I got home, and I got on the computer, it must have been 2 a.m, and MySpace was big in the day. I typed in live music, and for some reason, McCarthy's in Yall come up. The page was run by John Burke, who ran the studio, and I booked my first gig, was at McCarthy's in Yall, and the rest is history, mate.
That was Michael Edzer, who performs under the name Grayson. Warren Tyvee from Claycastle Recording Studio, who ended up producing his album, remembers vividly the night he turned up in McCarthy's bar.
We thought the two of them were coming because we looked at the profile, the twins, you know. But then just Mick showed up on his own. Yeah, we, you know, because he was visiting and I'd been travelling as well, and it's nice to arrive in a place and people look after you, you know. Just to be kind. So I would always try to do that for anyone who's traveling, you know, helped him out. So we got him a place to stay. He was staying for 2 days and brought people to his gig, and he was really good and he entertained and walked around in his bare feet, and it was perfect, you know, for the venue. So I think we showed him the studio and he might have demoed a song or two, and he said he'd come back the next year and record. And off he went. But he did. He came back the next year. And he said he'd stay in Ireland for a year. So I had a spare room in my apartment. He stayed there. And he did his first full album, solo album. Here.
I was a man of muck around. The year before, when I played McCarthy's and travelled Europe, I was single and got out in the drink, and I went all around Europe and did all that. But, you know, when it came to doing the album and actually advancing my career, I still had a good time doing it. But yeah, if I wasn't out playing, I was on my laptop. You can have a label, you can have a manager, you can have a booking agent, you can have a radio promoter. But at the end of the day, when you're an artist, you still have to spend 5 or 6 hours a day on the computer researching and doing stuff. You know, when it's your full-time job, if you're not doing it right, you don't eat. And I like to eat.
Grayson recorded the album somewhere in the night at Claycastle Recording Studio. He played most of the instruments himself, but he brought in a drummer, local man Oliver Lochnan.
I think he had, I can't remember how many songs, but he had them prepared and he had them written and he had them arranged. So my job was just basically to go in and put down exactly what he wanted on them.
Some musicians know exactly what they want, and one of the things that Grayson wanted was success, particularly in the form of a chart placing.
I went old school with it. The week that it got released, I was in Cork City walking around to people with an old school Discman, the LCD player,
yeah.
And I was walking up to people asking them to listen to them, and I would show them how to download the single on their phone,
trying to get any kind of traction. I had enough people download it between friends and people spinning on the radio that, we crept into the IMRO chart, the midweek charts. We were number 37. We were actually above Kings of Leon. And I went to number one on the indie download chart. At the time, for me to get a number one in Ireland with the song and to get in the actual IMRO charts, that was big.
Getting a song into the Irish chart was a big achievement for Grayson, but it also opened the door for further success back home.
Well, because I charted in Ireland, I had a big agent reach out to me in Australia, and he put me on tour with Jimmy Barnes, the Whitlams, all these household names from Australia, and we opened up all these big festivals, got paid a lot of money to do it, and we sold physical copies of the next single, which was Change, which is the title track on the album, the number one song, and we sold enough singles during the 1 week of the tour. The song actually went to number one in Australia, which was an ARIA number one. And that led to me then going to America. So everything happened because of Ireland. Ireland is where I cut my teeth and got my first bit of success. I owe everything to Ireland. Cause I know it won't be long till I'm gone and moving on. Cause some say it won't take long till life.
The music business is full of serious, hard-working people, but there's also a sense of fun involved, and that's something that Warren Tyvee from Claycastle liked about working with Grayson.
Grayson did some funny songs. Thought it's good, you know, don't take it too seriously. So it's fun, it's music, it's meant to be fun, you know. Some people get really too serious about it and forget that it's to bring joy, you know.
Stand Clear certainly fits into the category of fun song. Speaking to me via social media from his current home in Nashville, Grayson told me about the real-life incident that inspired the song.
It was actually the first time that I had got to Ireland, and I was jet-lagged beyond belief. Aer Lingus had lost one of my bags, and so I was, you know, in a foreign country. It was winter time. I was freezing, and I got on this bus, and I kept hearing this ridiculous noise. Like, I didn't know what it was. I thought someone was shouting at me in, like, a different language. In the meantime, there was a pretty girl on the bus. I still remember her name. Her name was Nicole. It was a young girl called Nicole. I remember just talking to her, like, trying to hit on her. Like, this is my first day in Ireland. This, you know, this is awesome. This beautiful Irish girl next to me. And every time we stopped, I'd just hear this Stand Clear. And I was like, who the f*** is saying that? Like, this is frightening me. Like, I'm kind of delirious at this stage because I've just flown from Sydney. You know, the next time I got on the bus, I worked out that this is what happens when the doors open. I wrote a song about it. It's still to this day probably one of the stupidest songs I've ever written, but that was the song, man.
Sitting on a bus in Ireland, don't know where I am going. Then a pretty girl sits down next to me. She asked me if I had a lighter, if kangaroos were cute and grand like. Then she told a smile and tried to say, but he said, stand clear, luggage down to operate it. Stand clear, luggage down to operate it. She asked me for a pint of Guinness, if my band was class and deadly, if Australians lacked home and away. Traveling through some wee village from Yarra, Cork, Dublin and Galway. Then she turned a smile and tried to say, but he said, well, stand clear, luggage doors are operating. Stand clear, luggage doors are operating. I just would like to know, what is on this girl's mind? And she will be mine. But he said, luggage doors are operating. Stand clear, luggage doors are operating. Stand clear, luggage doors are operating. Stand.
Stand Clear by Grayson was recorded at Claycastle Recording Studio in 2009. Production by Warren Tyvey, drums by Oliver Lochnan, and most of the rest of it done by Grayson himself. In the next episode of 1010, we'll be hearing about White Line Fever and their tune, I See Figures.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Y'all production.